Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Man, have we got a road to hoe when it comes to restoring the republic. We stand against revolution, stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hour 1, we talked about three reasons to put Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court. We talked about a brutal eyewitness account of communism. We talked about Venezuelans fighting to keep their savings with the government, literally trying to pull bills from circulation and rob everybody of their wealth. The government's demanding everybody get in the Christmas spirit, and the government's stealing 4 million toys to give children as they try to manage communism hemorrhage big time in the country. Ron Paul writing an incredible article, Fake News, A Trojan Horse for Government Censorship. Wow. We also talked about This Isn't Normal. Too many votes in 37 of Detroit precincts, literally having voter manipularities. That's a new way to put it, huh? Regularities, manipularities. Wow. After voter irregularities, were found that over a third of the precincts in Detroit, the whole state of Michigan is looking into it now, going, what on earth is going on here? The answer is intentional vote fraud, folks, but you're going to have about impossible time proving it because, you know, there's no accountability anywhere. See what I mean? All right, this is Hour 2 now. I guess the Republican National Committee spokesman, Sean Spicer, is being floated as the new frontrunner for Donald Trump's press secretary. Kurt, do you want to comment on this? Wow.
Let's see, so who is it?
Sean Spicer.
Spicer is his name?
Sean Spicer. And he's the Republican National Committee spokesman currently.
All right. And they're floating him for the next
press secretary for the Donald. Now, I think it's bogus. They ought to pick somebody like a Laura Ingraham, which they had talked about in the past. They ought to pick somebody like me, Kurt. There's plenty of people they could pick. Joyce Riley, they could pick, you know, there's all kinds, Jesse Lee Peterson, all kinds of good, well-known talk show hosts that understand plenty about the media. But I give probably the most cogent presentations about he who owns the media makes the rules, about the new media taking center stage. I get it from the playbook. Donald Trump really taking a page out of my playbook, Kurt. He's been saying the same things I've been saying. But we ought to have people who really get it. Sean Spicer isn't your guy, Kurt, if you ask my opinion. This guy's nothing but an inside Republican hack.
I don't know much about him, I tend to think
We'll look into this guy. In the meantime, though, leftist news sites, Kurt, are reporting the best case scenario would be to assassinate the Donald. Did you see this?
Well, yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, imagine if that had come from, you know, any of our buddies or any, you know, buddy on our side about Hillary or whatever. And I mean, what would the stories be like? Or maybe we would just be hauled away, you know? It's just amazing to me, you know.
It's beyond imagination. Now, by the way, let's make this very clear. We reject any even hint of assassinating anybody, Kurt.
Yeah, that's just not nice, you know.
I mean, it's more than not nice, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it speaks of criminal activity, which we reject, too.
That's right. That's a great point, you know.
I mean, it's just amazing. And I don't know how to even respond to this. Mm-hmm. But leftist news sites are saying the best case scenario is to assassinate Donald Trump. We're talking about Fusion, for example. Yes. The liberal news site aimed at millennials. And I guess it's created by the Spanish network Univision.
Yeah.
Again, these are the people that back La Raza, another hate-filled group that's just absolutely designed to overthrow America.
And yet that's what they accuse us of, right?
Yes.
It just goes on and on.
But I can't even imagine this Fusion posting, which came the same week, Kurt, as the leftist activist and, quote, filmmaker Michael Moore said something crazy could possibly happen before Inauguration Day that would prevent Trump from ever taking office. See, there's a narrative here being painted, Kurt.
That's a great point.
Which we absolutely, completely reject. Now, of course, Moore didn't elaborate on what that something crazy might be.
Yep.
But they are promoting events intended to disrupt Donald Trump's inauguration. As we know, at a Reno rally, Donald Trump was rushed off stage for possible threats of assassination as well. Now, I guess Fake News Fusion is not the only one treating assassination of the president likely or worse.
Good point.
I guess there's folks at The Guardian of London suggesting it's about time for an assassination.
Well, Kurt, this they've is just got off friends. The yeah, they got friends all around, and you know, it's at least in my opinion, it's kind of scary. I mean, imagine if you're Trump, you know, or anybody who wants to serve their country, and you hear of these. I mean, I'd just call them nut jobs, you know, that's got to discourage you. You know?
Hey, man, now I think it's nut jobs, Kurt, but there are even threats about this in government schools across the country today.
I know, yeah. You know, you've got people saying, well, it's their rights to do that or whatever. I mean, you know, it just seems like there's a limit to what you should be able to do or even talk about, and that is one area where, you know, if you're inflicting harm or, you know, in this case, talking about assassinating him, it's just not right.
Amen to that. Speaking of assassination and hostilities, Kurt, this Sean Spicer guy is 45 years old, born in 1971 in Rhode Island. He went to Connecticut College. He also went to Naval War College, Kurt.
Wow.
And I'm really concerned when we start to have... and I know you could say, Sam, this is just symbolism or whatever. You're just kind of stretching here. But when you start to hire a ton of generals, and then you start to hire this guy from Navy War College, and then you hire this guy that, you know, is really tied into all kinds of foreign governments and big oil, and at some point I'm afraid they might be gearing up for some kind of a war under the Donald administration. I pray it isn't true. I guess he married Rebecca Miller. He's got two kids. His name is Sean Michael Spicer. He's been with the Republican National Committee since 2011 and the chief strategist since 2015. And, you know, he's got an early life, career, personal life deal. I guess
I had just not heard of him. And, you know, so my problem is that I'd rather see somebody we already know of, you know, like you said, Laura Ingraham, you know, seemed like, you know, certainly improvement there.
Yeah, now his father's an insurance agent. His mother's a, quote, academic manager. I guess he's a graduate of Connecticut College.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, he received his master's degree in National Security and Strategic Studies from the Naval War College in Newport. And I guess he joined the Navy Reserve, held the rank of commander. In 2004, he was the communications director and spokesman for the House of Representatives Budget Committee, Kurt. You know,
I just hadn't heard of him, you know, my wish is that I'd known about him and that he was, you know, a great guy and whatever. And
his wife's a television producer, Kurt, in Washington, D.C., or at least she was.
Yeah.
They live in Alexandria, Virginia now. And I don't know. I just don't see how this guy's really got a ton of media experience that would justify a position like this, personally.
Good point. You know, would be.
Now he's an insider.
That's what worries me the most. You know, it could be I mean, it could be that he's just great, you know. I just don't know enough
about
him.
Well, the New York Times reported on his wedding, for example, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that's, you really don't worry. Do that unless you're an insider guy.
Yeah, good point.
So, I don't know. I'm very concerned. Donald, your appointments are starting to scare me, my friend. I pray it doesn't mean what I think it's starting to mean. I pray we don't have war. Or we don't have a hawkish outlook. Time will tell. We shall keep an eye on the ball, ladies and gentlemen.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Let's see. I can't believe these people are talking about assassinating Donald Trump. We reject this at every step of the way. Even the assertion is unacceptable behavior, folks. All right, an 18-year-old Muslim woman, her name is what? Yasmin Sui, Kurt?
Yeah. You know, and I mean, you're looking at, you know, Sweden. We're told that there's, it's at least your guess is as good as mine. I mean, it's just tough to see, but there are instances where these these people have tough times as well, you know. And this 18-year-old Muslim woman, what shocked you about this story, Sam?
Well, nothing really shocks me. But again, this is the problem that I have. The mainstream press peddled this, Kurt, as real news. You and I rejected it at the time because we said, look, these are unsubstantiated allegations here. But it turns out this girl just lied, and she lied for attention. She said, I just was having trouble at home. I wanted to get attention, so I made it all up. She lied. The problem is this literally puts Trump supporters and other people in harm's way, all peddled by many a mainstream press websites. Mm-hmm. And these guys are going to run around and act like we're peddling fake news, Kurt? It's them.
Yeah, good point.
We didn't fall for this. We rejected her behavior. We rejected the act if it was true. She said she simply made up the story because she was having problems at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beyond imagination, this stuff.
Yeah. So then, everything's fine, at least now, right, Sam?
Yeah. Now, Kurt, there's an FCC chairman.
Mm-hmm.
He'll step down.
Yeah.
Tom Wheeler, he's out.
So what do you think of, you know, at least... What would you suggest for Trump and the FCC?
First off, just abolish the FCC. That's where I'd start.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, some people think, oh, man, that's way out.
And you'd say, Sam, we got to have some kind of organization for communications. I agree. There's all kinds of private, nonprofit organizations and groups that could catalog and do this that wouldn't have a federal government-manipulated agenda at the helm.
Mm-mm.
But the question you got to ask is, why is Tom Wheeler just literally bailing now, Kurt?
Good point. It's got to make you wonder, right?
In my opinion, it does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder what's going on here.
Yeah.
But they say Tom Wheeler will step down.
Maybe he's going to move on to bigger and better things, you know, right?
Well, you watch the revolving door. He'll appear somewhere, brother.
Yeah, good point.
Not that I want him to. I don't really like Tom Wheeler in the first place. But they say there's a muddied transition between a Democratic-led commission and a GOP administration, Kurt. In other words, they're saying it could get messy, my friend.
Yeah, I guess he was a Democratic Party guy. So that's the thing, is stepping down because of course, a Republican will be put in there. I guess he was in there since 2013.
But if you stand for liberty, Kurt, it shouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, that's right. Wouldn't it be nice to, he's just going to step down on the 20th of January. So, anyway, who knows who the next guy. Maybe you'll be the next FCC chairman, Sam. I mean, that could be a good role for you. You could do it from home.
Chairman?
Yeah.
I'd be in charge of an agency that I would be sworn to abolish, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's actually in my favor.
Yeah, good point.
I get the ideas, the intentions of some of these organizations, Kurt. I just don't get the application. In other words, going to the feds isn't the way to go, isn't the answer. Because there's no constitutional authority and no appropriate provisioning. That's the issue. We, the people, haven't given consent. And by the way, we're the governed. And by our consent, do they garner their authority on loan from us? All right. I guess there's a girl that wasn't even supposed to be born, Kurt. She's running around doing some awesome stuff.
Well, this is one of my favorite stories that,
I can see why. It's phenomenal, Kurt. In spite of out-of-control governments, right?
Well, yeah, here she is basically heading to Carnegie Hall.
Yes, she is, sir.
And they say the young girl's fingers fly over the piano keyboard in ways that impress even the judges of international competitions, so much that she's scheduled to appear at Carnegie Hall. Now, I suppose you and I could be scheduled for that, but then they'd find some place to put us way back in the back. But anyway, the
what
talent...
What you gotta do, though, is rewind, Kurt, and tell people the story from the beginning, because this is
fun. That's right. That's right. She was the number two daughter of her family in China during a time when the one-child policy now they say two child, but still forcing abortions, limiting family sizes. But, you know, somehow.
So she was supposed to be murdered by the government, was the point.
That's right. That's right. You know, they say family planning police came daily to pressure Annie's mother to abort her. Annie's father was able to get permission for Annie's birth only after a long and difficult struggle. She has emerged as a survivor in more ways than one. She arrived in the United States only a few years ago with her older sister after having been detained as China's youngest prisoner of conscience. It was because her father, Zhang Lin, was sentenced to prison for standing up for Annie's right to go to school. You know, and that's why they're our most favored nation trading
partner.
Yeah,
and he should have homeschooled her and not worried about that, but, you know, we'll give him a pass on something.
Yeah, good point. Eventually, they say the two sisters obtained political asylum in the U.S., where Little John and her husband, Robert, are raising them as their own. We're so proud of Annie. She's flourishing both as a pianist and as a top student. Her father was trained as a nuclear physicist, and Annie has inherited his strength in math and science. Her story is an example of all those who struggle against the odds. Through our help and her own hard work, Annie is a witness to the hope of a new beginning and to the beauty, brilliance, and infinite value of Chinese girls.
Now, let me stop you there.
I would say,
it's a struggle not only against, what do they call it, a struggle against what?
Let's see.
They use a phrase there. Against all odds is the phrase.
Yeah, right. That's right. Good.
I agree with that, but it's really a struggle against anti-government thugs who want government to be what it was never intended to be, Kurt.
Yeah, you mean government thugs, basically.
Well, they're anti-government thugs. Because the proper role,
good point.
Okay, so if you take government unto yourself as some thug dictator, anti-life person, a pro-death, murdering thug, you're anti-government, Kurt, because governments would protect life if they're proper role of governments. So they want to say that we're anti-government because we want the proper role of government. We need to start talking about whenever they do an action that's outside of the appropriate role of government, they're the ones that are anti-government, Kurt.
Good point. And in this story, they say these people that have, are taking care of them, they say that their parents, Annie's parents, never thought of aborting her. Countless others in her generation have succumbed to forced abortion in China under such circumstances. Annie could have easily been one of the 400 million lives prevented by China's one, and it says now two, child policy.
We don't want to say 400 million lives prevented. We want to say 400 acts of murder committed, Kurt.
400 million, yeah. Or she could have been selectively aborted because she's a girl, as happens to so many second daughters in China. She ended up behind bars when, in retaliation for her father's work protesting the Communist Party, she was kidnapped out of school and detained overnight, enduring hours without food, water, or toilet. She was 10 years old at the time. Wow.
I guess her father would be a personal, eyewitness of anti-hostile communist governments? Just saying.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
China is installing weapons systems, including anti-aircraft and anti-missile batteries, on all seven of the artificial islands it has created in the South China Sea, claims the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative, or AMTI, citing evidence provided by recent satellite imagery. Despite frequent assurances from Beijing that it does not intend to militarize the islands, which trace one of the world's most important trade routes, the AMTI says that the hexagonal structures display clear signs of being fortified into military installations. This is the first time that we're confident in saying they are anti-aircraft and CIWS, or close-in warfare systems, emplacements, AMTI Director Greg Poling told the Reuters News Service. We did not know that they had systems this big and this advanced there. This is militarization. The Chinese can argue that it's only for defensive purposes, but if you are building giant anti-aircraft gun and CIWS emplacements, it means that you are prepping for a future conflict. It should be noted that the AMTI is a project of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a neoconservative think tank created about 2 decades ago as part of a constellation of similar organizations radiating from the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. The CSIS has consistently supported a very interventionist U.S. foreign policy. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. We're talking about the girl that was never supposed to be born. Thank heavens she escaped murder by the communist. Would you call those people thugs, Kurt, in China?
Well, I would.
Now, I know they're our most favored nation trading partner, and people would probably say, Sam, you really shouldn't call them thugs. It's just not helpful.
But I don't mean good people. I mean the ones that fit the definition, you know.
Anyway, so this girl wasn't supposed to be born, but she's incredible, and she lives. She's the second daughter. Her father literally fought for her the whole time. And now she's going to be playing, at Carnegie Hall, Kurt, and she's just an incredible musician. She's very smart and capable. Now, WorldNet Daily is the only one really to report on this, Kurt. I don't see the mainstream press touting this wonderful lady either.
Well, yeah, I would like to know if somebody's heard Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or, Michael Savage talk about this. But,
I don't think so, sir.
Here's the story. The Little Johns, they say this is the family, they say, felt a calling to open their home. And Annie and her sister Ruli arrived a short time later after intervention from, among others, Representative Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey, and Jing Zhang, President of Women's Rights in China. They said, God did a total miracle because I never could have made it without his help, Annie said. Winning the competition to play in Carnegie Hall
was 1%. See, now here's the thing. 1%. She's talking about God, too. The communists don't like that, my friend.
Good point. It says winning the competition was 1% me and 99% God. But Little John pointed out Annie's father still is kept out of the loop. Although he was released from prison back in September, he's had several requests to the Chinese government for a passport refused. This is what Little John continues. She says, the fact that the Chinese government refuses to give Zhang Lin a passport under these circumstances underscores their inhumanity. It's pointless and cruel that they are depriving Zhang Lin and Annie of the joy of his attendance at her Carnegie Hall performance. I guess the two sisters previously sent a letter to President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping asking for help for their father, but they didn't get any results. They later expanded their plea in an open letter they released through something's called WRWF. I don't know who that is. They asked world leaders to intervene. The lady, Mrs. Littlejohn, earlier described Zhang as a courageous activist who has done nothing wrong by standing up for the right of his young daughter, Annie, to go to school. Wow. WorldNet Daily. Good work.
Amen to that. And I just wish more people would report on these truths because it's critical.
Yep.
All right. Looks like Fed raises interest rates, Kurt. They raised the benchmark interest rate 20 basis points or 2%. I'm sorry. Let me start over. 20 basis points, 1/5 of 1%.
Yeah.
And what I guess it signals more increases for 2017.
All right. Well, what do you think of this, Sam? Do you want to? I mean, if we were writing a story, we'd just say, look, the Federal Reserve shouldn't even be around. Let's restore constitutional currency.
But let's back into a couple of different discussion points, Kurt, because what they do is they merge these points to where it's very hard to decipher what we stand for and what we stand against and why.
Good point.
So when they say the Fed raised the benchmark interest rate by 20 basis points, you and I would say the Fed shouldn't even exist. So one is we reject the idea of government being involved in manipulating these numbers in the first place. So, but after you get government out of the mix, Kurt, I do believe interest rates by its natural interplay between supply and demand and the free market and need for loans and use of money and all these different things. The fact is, I'm believing that the federal government has held these interest rates down for a long time. They're not natural. And so naturally, I'm okay with those interest rates going up, not because I want greater interest to be charged, but because I understand that first you got to get the moral hazard out of the mix. First, you got to get the government suppression of those interest rates gone, and you got to get rid of the government increasing those rates gone. In other words, the continued measured manipulation creating a gargantuan global moral hazard, Kurt. And as soon as you get that out of the way, I don't have a problem if rates go up and find their natural
where the market would have them.
The natural rates based on free market principles. I don't have a problem with going to that natural reality, Kurt.
Yeah.
And so I want to just say that I'm not really for interest rates raising, but I'm not really for interest rates falling, and I'm certainly not for manipulation of them. And so I'm okay with them going up because I think that's where they would naturally go. I'm just not okay with government manipulating and being in control of that. So do I think they will go up in 2017? Yes, I do. Because as Donald continues to heat up the economy with a lot of good things happening, naturally the supply and demand would adjust that. What I don't like is the government leading or being involved in that adjustment, Kurt. So shut those guys out of it and let's see what happens would be my guidance.
Wow.
All right. By the way, America's first wind, or they call it an offshore wind farm, spins into life, Kurt. Now, did you read this article?
An offshore wind farm.
Yes, sir.
So I guess that means they got some kind of raft out in the water.
No, well, it's not really a raft, but it is an anchored, floating turbine, Kurt.
All right.
The reason I say it's not a raft is because it's not really rudderless or it's not anchorless. I mean, it's secure.
And so how do they send the power, do they have just like a big cable going from it?
I'm guessing so. I don't know all the answers, but here's my interesting thing. They say in the story that all the wind farms have been landlocked until now, and now they've cranked up this new wind farm. They say it's the country's first offshore wind farm developed by a company called Deep Water Wind. And
Deep
it was helped.
Water wind?
Yep. It was helped along, Kurt, by the state's, quote, political leadership. And now they're spinning up their turbines to bring electricity to. Listen, they call this thing Block Island. They call that a vacation destination.
Block
with
Island.
Few year-round residents that used to rely on diesel-fueled generators for their electricity.
Yeah.
They say this is an historic milestone for reducing our nation's dependence on fossil fuels.
Huh.
Now, it's made up of 5 turbines, Kurt.
Wow.
Okay. They say that it's capable of powering about 17,000 homes. All right, you cool with that?
Yeah, so it's this deep water wind.
Yeah.
So that's water, wind down under the ocean somehow?
No. You're just taking words out of their mouth, Kurt, and manipulating them there.
Yeah.
It's called deep water wind because they literally anchor these things in deep water. And then they take advantage of the wind, Kurt.
Okay.
Now, this thing's made up of 5 turbines. And they say they were built by a division of General Electric in conjunction with this Deepwater Wind company. And they say that it's capable of powering about 17,000 homes. They say it sets up the possibility of these wind projects now all up and down the coast. Now, that's according to a spokeswoman for Deepwater Wind. Now, they say about 90% of the island's needs will be solved with this. And they say more will go back to the grid. Now, this sounds awesome, right, Kurt? But they say current estimates are that the wind farm will supply about 1% of the state's electricity. Despite its modest size, the wind farm, which costs about $300 million to build. What do you think of that, Kurt? $300 million divided by 17,000 homes. Can you divide that out for me, my friend?
$300 million, 17,000. Yeah. Let's see. All right.
$300 million divided by 17,000 homes.
All right,
and Deepwater Wind will receive a federal government tax credit for the project.
Oh, boy. 300.
And don't worry, they say that the bills for electricity will go up, sir.
No kidding.
Now, the problem is people don't want their ocean view obstructed, but they ignored those guys because in Europe they do it all the time.
Yeah, good point.
And they say, I guess wind energy will be under increasing scrutiny by the government, and we'll see where that goes. Kurt's going to divide that. We'll give you an answer in just seconds.
$300 million
divided by 1,700 homes.
1,700.
All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about this interesting wind farm story. So how much money was it, Kurt?
Worked out to a little, if you
Hold on,
look at...
$300 million, and it turned out to be 17,000 right. homes. I was wrong. I said 17,000, then I didn't have it in front of me and said 1,700. It's 17,000 homes, $300 million.
Yeah, it works out to a little less than 18,000 bucks per house. Anyway.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, Kurt.
Yes, it is.
Now, here's the problem.
You know, my problem is the government involvement in it.
Well, exactly right, Kurt, because I almost question how much would it be if there was a private sector way to do this without government involvement. You know, you might get it done for $11,000 a home.
Well, and the key
And then your
thing
bills,
is,
when you moved over to it, Kurt, would go down. Right now, the problem that I have with it is the residents' bills are going to go up on top of it all.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, there you have it. I just found that interesting. Now, there's a headline about nuclear power, too, Kurt, that I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is in the news.
Yeah, the dailycaller.com has this piece.
Yeah.
Andrew Follett is the energy and science reporter there. And the headline reads, America's nuclear industry expects a boom under Trump. They say that industry experts suspect that Trump will be extremely pro-nuclear power and that his administration will limit strict regulations from the EPA. This is a quote from from Harry Anthony. He's president of the Uranium Producers of America. He said, Trump's election seems to have provided a boost to the uranium industry, and it's highly likely that nuclear power will be at the forefront of his administration's energy mix. You know, then he goes on, he says, in addition, based on the selection of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head EPA, Trump seems primed to return the agency to sanity and sound environmental science. What I hope is that we get government out of the area as much as we can and let the free market provide those. I mean, you got nuclear, you've got wind, you've got solar, you've got coal, you've got oil. I mean, there's plenty of ways to get energy if we'll just let the free market work.
So, what do you think, though, Kurt, about this? You know, they say nuclear is going to be cranked up. Donald Trump loves nuclear. This is going to be awesome. What do you think of this?
What my hope is that, you know, they don't do anything to dissuade them, but that they don't do anything to promote them either. Because, you know, if you give one group, I don't care if it's solar, wind, whatever it is, somebody some upper hand, it's not fair in the market. And if you leave the market to work like it should, then you get the amazing things that the free enterprise system has provided for us, you know, Sam?
Yeah, now I'm kind of the opinion, Kurt, that, you know what, nuclear is not a bad idea. If it's, now listen carefully, if it's rolled out properly. You got is when you get government involved, you get a moral hazard from finance and government manipulation involved in it.
That's else. Right.
But you also get this underestimating of the threat and the dangers and overestimating of the benefits because governments manipulate the results of studies and research. I think we could have low-power nuclear reactors that could do tremendous things for power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen those stories where they talked about, a little one up at, the University of Utah, close by us, you know? And yet, you hardly see any talk about that. But so much of the idea of energy is always centralized instead of decentralized, you know? It needs to be, on your home or at least in your little neighborhood instead of like, well, if we have a meltdown, we shut down the whole country because we got all this centralized system, at least that to me is the solution, get government out of it, let the free enterprise system work.
Well, and I think that it's really important to understand something about this, Kurt, that there are answers. And again, I'm not against wind energy. I'm not against solar energy.
No.
I'm not against nuclear options. In fact, I love those options. I just feel like they're never going to come to fruition at an appropriate cost relating to a risk-reward analysis for individuals as long as government's involved in it.
Yep.
And I also believe that you're never going to have a real understanding of what the costs are for something. Because, when the government's spending $300 million on these turbines or whatever, and then they put them out there, and then these homes are having to pay more for their electricity, how do you figure out what the real cost is and the real benefit? How do you get a real risk-reward analysis to determine if it's worth it? I don't know how you get that done, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I just don't understand it. And that's kind of the problem that I have with the whole discussion point. I believe there are answers. And I believe that we could really have a real solution here, Kurt, if we would just get government out of it.
That's
if those 17,000 homeowners really believe that they could work out a deal to put, these wind turbines out there and everything else, let them privately contract and get that done. But then what they'll say is, well, not enough homes will do it, Kurt. And my response is, if the risk-reward analysis makes sense, they will, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
And if they determine that it doesn't make sense, they won't, and then maybe it shouldn't happen, Kurt, until they find a way to build a better mousetrap or find a way to make it more cost-effective or find a way to let people get the risk-reward analysis in line to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there you go, Kurt. Any other tidbits before the end of the hour we want to focus on? There's a lot of stories to really nail on, but...
I agree. I was looking over, some of the, at least, I don't really see anything that's, hitting hard on the, they're talking about some of the electric threats, some of the ideas that, there's a bunch of folks that... want to block the deal for Monday. I guess is that the 19th? Monday is when the electors are supposed to do the electoral
college
vote.
Yeah. And right now they're hoping they're at least the liberals that wanted to accept all the election results until they lost. Those guys are hoping to create a coup, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I hear. They're some big shot celebrities are begging electors to be heroes and vote against Trump. A slew of them. I was trying to find, we got Martin Sheen, the one guy says, I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton. As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person. Sheen, who played the president in the hit series, The West Wing, any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to, by voting your conscience. What's evident that they say Donald Trump lacks more than the qualification to be president. This is what, their take on it is. They say this thing was released on YouTube by Unite for America. Not only features Sheen and Schiff, but also Deborah Messing, James Cromwell, B.D. Wong, Noah Weil, Freda Payne, Bob. Anyway, it goes on. But I don't know these people, Sam. And, you know, as far as I can tell, they're not, you know, Joe, I guess you could call him, you know, lunch bucket. The guys that work and pay for all those movie tickets and all that stuff in America, you know.
Well,
but they're calling for 37. They want 37 conscientious Republican electors to swing, you know, because they say, hey, they got 306. So if you take 37 off, then it's less than the 270 necessary to win. I don't think it's going to happen, Sam, but, you know, I'm just telling you that that's what they say.
What do you think? You think they're going to get a coup, Kurt?
I hope not, you know. Because,
I know. What's your gut? What do you say? Do you
think they will? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I think they're talking big and they hope for it. And they're really, the mainstream press is really trying to make you believe that it's going to happen. But again, they're deceived. It's just that they want it to happen so bad, Kurt, they've got tunnel vision on this. And they can't see the truth. The truth is that Donald's won and Hillary's lost, okay? And you can point to all kinds of anomalies and concerns, and I'll agree with those.
Yeah, but most of them, at least from what I've seen, you know, it's like with the Michigan thing. It left Trump with more votes, not less.
Well, there you have it.
Isn't that kind of the bottom line?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. But I don't know where they go with this. The mainstream press just continues to make it like, hey, Donald's election or his quest for the White House, whatever, is just illegitimate. Mm-hmm. That's what their view is, Kurt.
Good point.
And they're going to peddle that. They're literally just going to peddle that lie. And we've got to stand up, folks. Whether you're for Donald or not isn't the point. The point is we've got to get rid of the fraud in the elections. We agree. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to look at the Electoral College as your enemy, that's a lie, too. Don't fall for it. Stand for the checks and balances that made America great. Would you please? All right, there you have it, Kurt. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com are our websites. Check them out today. Please donate and get involved in the solutions. And we are on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel as well. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free. But we'd love your financial support. We declare this nation shall endure.